Really excited to have Will Richard on the show on the River Islands guest line, live from Milwaukee, where the team gets ready for a game tomorrow night against Giannis and the boys. Will Richard, rookie for the Golden State Warriors on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Hey, Will, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Can't complain at all. How about you?
Beautiful, man. And we're so excited to have you. And we were just sitting here talking about, to me, it's almost mind-blowing for anybody to walk into any company that has been so wildly successful and has iconic coworkers next to you and be able to walk into that with confidence and then execute right away. How were you able to do that?
Yeah, for me, I mean, I grew up watching the Warriors, so I kind of knew what to expect just knowing the system just from watching them. But coming in, I knew I had to ask a lot of questions. I mean, it's a veteran-led team, so I felt like it was my job to be able to catch up and get on the same page with those guys because, I mean, they already know what's going on. So for me, I came in asking a lot of questions, trying to make sure I was on the same page. So when the opportunity came, I was ready.
How much did your last year of college especially give you that confidence? I mean, 40 games at Florida, Mark and I have talked about it. And, you know, you and I spoke at Summer League, and you've never really had anything other than great confidence. Does that come from your college career and being able to go through everything you went through?
For sure, yeah. Just the college career, being able to go through many different challenges and stuff in college, and just my preparation. I feel like I was prepared. Doing 4 years in college, I feel like you're able to see a lot and experience a lot. So I feel like that definitely helped me in the terms of the way I prepare for stuff like that and my confidence in the game.
Well, before you became a Warrior, there was a phrase around here called strength in numbers, and it kind of referred to the Warriors' depth. And I'm feeling something like that is back this year with all of you guys, and D'Anthony Melton is coming and Seth Curry is coming, and so it creates one of those good problems to have, but there's a lot of guys and only so many minutes. How are you guys sort of feeling about how that's all going to work out for everybody?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're all excited. I mean, I feel like everybody's on the same page in terms of what our goals are for the season. We're just trying to win. So for me personally, I don't care how it's done, how many minutes I get on the court. I'm going to try to help the team win in any way possible, whether that's practice, just my mentality around the locker room and stuff like that. We just want to win and do it at a high level. So we're all excited for that.
And you're out there doing it, and, you know, the rotation will change from night to night, but you're out there with Steph and Jimmy and Draymond. Have you had that moment yet where you kind of take a step back and realize that you are playing with some guys in their late 30s and throw in Al Horford as well, guys that you grew up watching?
Yeah, really, to be honest, every day I take a step back and just look at it. I mean, I grew up watching these guys, and to be able to witness their greatness and stuff like that every game, every practice, is definitely a blessing for me to be a part of. So I take a step back every day and realize how thankful I am and how blessed I am to be in this situation.
Will Richard with us on Willard and Dibbs. Will, maybe that's the pinch me moment. I want to know if you've had the welcome to the NBA moment yet. Like, has anybody crossed you up or done anything where you're like, oh, this is a little bit different?
Yeah, I was actually just talking to one of my trainers about that. In the Denver game, Aaron Gordon, he drove baseline and he bumped me, and I kind of moved back a few steps. I was like, oh, yeah, I need to be in the weight room a good amount this summer because I can't be getting bumped like that no more.
I remember that play.
Oh, my God.
And Will, just so you know, those of us watching on TV were like, yeah, that's not fair. There's nothing Will could do there.
I said, I'll definitely be in the weight room a good amount this summer because that can't be happening.
Yeah, and the tattoo parlor, apparently. 100 pounds and about 12 tattoos to be able to get that. But I know it's too early to really look at your game and figure out where you need to make those gains. But as you're now playing against grown men, and Aaron Gordon has certainly become one of them, as you look early in your career, what are the things that you're going to try to work on between now and the end of the year to try to accelerate your growth?
Yeah, I'll probably say always being in the right spots on offense and defense, making the right rotations, knowing when to cut, making sure I'm running the floor hard in transition, just being able to do little things impacting the game, whether that's just running the floor, rebounding, whatever it takes for me to come in and just help the team win. I feel like those are areas that I can come in and hone on in early that will help us.
Hey, Will, I wanted to ask you this. I know you guys just had a long plane flight. Any chance that you guys have seen the video that's circulating on the internet of Giannis last night with his drive to the hoop against the Knicks? Have you seen this?
Mm-mm, no, sir, I haven't.
Okay, I want you to see if you could search it on social media and check it out, because I want you and all your teammates to know that Giannis is allowed to have five steps before he dribbles on his way to the hoop. Are you guys ready for that tomorrow night?
Oh, man. Yeah, we're prepared for it all, so we're definitely prepared.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, like...
It's ridiculous.
Kind of, and, you know, whatever. We all see a lot of different sports, and there's blown calls and whatnot, but I wonder if there is any player that you look at in the association that you haven't yet played who you're looking forward to going up against. Not that you're trying to, you know, get somebody, but maybe somebody you looked up to as a younger player or as a kid and somebody who you can't wait to compete against.
I really feel like, I mean, all those elite guards, I feel like I'm excited to go against them. Like, I know I was able to guard Harden a little bit. I was able to guard Ja. So just those elite guards that have proven themselves in the league, I feel like me going up against them and being able to guard them is definitely something I'm looking forward to and something that would be a good test for myself. So I'll probably say just any of those elite guards that I can match up against, I'll be excited for.
Well, I'm not going to pretend like you remember this. This show, I wasn't there, but this show with my partner here, Dibs, and one of our staff guys, Mark Grandy, was out in Vegas and talked to you a few months ago, and you were on the show, and I think somehow it came up, like, what are your top three life moments? Mm-hmm. And your answer was being born, winning the national championship, and meeting Steph Curry. And now you've done a lot more than meet Steph Curry. You've played with Steph Curry. I'd like to ask if you want to update the list, Will.
Yeah, I'll probably say playing with Steph is three now.
Okay,
upgrade that one.
And sort of what surprised you about that? Like what have you noticed about playing with Steph?
I mean, just his gravity on the court. I feel like Steph makes the game a lot easier for everybody else around him because he draws so much attention. So if you're in the right spots, you're cutting and moving without the ball. You're going to find yourself open for a layup. You're going to find yourself like in positions to either score or get somebody else a wide open shot. So just his gravity on the court and how intentional he is with all his movements, how he cuts and all that. I've just been blessed to be able to watch him play in all areas of the game.
Yeah, I'd like to think that you meeting my partner Mark Grandy and I would be tied for fourth on your list, but I don't want to press you there for life moments.
Yeah, we'll put that up there too.
Yeah, I appreciate it. That's why I love Will Richard. What about Steph as just maybe not so much the man, but just watching him go through what he does to be so great? Is that something that you're looking at early on to kind of inspire the way you want to go about being a pro?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, after practice, I always sit down and as he does his on-court workout, and I just watch him work out, see how hard he's moving and stuff like that in his workouts, and just how he carries himself off the court. I feel like he's a great example of what a professional is, so it's been great being able to watch him and learn, ask him questions and stuff like that.
Well, I bet everybody asks you all about being a teammate with Steph. Let's get to the real, man. What the hell is it like being a teammate with Draymond?
No.
Man, Draymond, that's probably one of my most favorite people ever. I mean, he's one of the most genuine, smart guys that I could ever be around. He's been very helpful as well. I mean, I've been asking him a lot of questions in terms of how he reads stuff on defense, like just stuff about how he handles back-to-back games and all that. And he's been very helpful. So it's been great to be around Draymond as well because he's one of those players that I grew up loving and watching as well.
How do you fit into a new locker room? Because you were at Florida for a few years. You guys had a great core. You won the Natty. And now you're suddenly the new guy and the young pup. Is it hard to try to, I don't know, fit in and, you know, still be yourself, but also be mindful of the fact that you're with, you know, a lot of veterans?
I wouldn't say it's hard. I mean, I feel like the veterans have done a great job of kind of embracing me and making everybody feel at home. So it's been great. I feel like it hasn't been a moment where I felt like I was outside of the box or anything like that. I mean, everybody's been welcoming from the top of the organization to the bottom, so it's been great.
Will Richard with us on 95.7 The Game. Will, let's wrap Jimmy Butler into this conversation, too. Like, how would you compare the leadership styles of those big three names?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Draymond's more vocal, for sure, and the way he goes about things.
You don't say.
Yeah. Draymond's definitely more vocal. Steph, he's vocal when he needs to be. He's more so of like when it's something needs to be said. That's when he goes about it. And Jimmy, he's business from the jump. I mean, Jimmy is more of a lead by example. I feel like just watching him and how he goes about everything, you know, once he's on the court, it's business. So I feel like it's different styles from all of them, but each one of them help the team and bring a great peace of mind to everybody around the team.
Life as a pro, rookie year, and I know you played 40 games last year, but you're looking at 82 now. What advice have they given you about, you know, being able to pace yourself for the long haul?
For sure. I mean, they've been telling me some different tricks. Like Draymond was telling me about lifting after back-to-backs and stuff like that, making sure you sleep, trying to have consistent eating habits on the road and stuff like that, even though it's hard, making sure you're stretching and stuff like that. So I've been getting a few tricks from each of them. I'm trying to ask every one of them a different question and try to pick up different stuff that each of them use to compete at a high level every game.
Will, this is your third NBA road trip. How does an NBA traveling party differ from a college traveling party?
I'll probably say it's kind of similar, to be honest, but definitely a little different. You got guys playing games on the plane and stuff like that. I take my naps, so it's a little different, but it's been fun.
You gotta build up a little more contract till you can get into those games, huh, Will?
Then I can get in there.
Right.
Yeah.
What city are you really looking forward to seeing?
To be honest, I'm not really sure. I'm looking forward to every game, to be honest. I know I'm ready to play Utah, play my old teammate Walt, and some of those guys. So I feel like any city we play in is going to be fun.
Great answer. Just a random one, Will, before we let you go. Everyone's talking about Wemby at 7'5". You had a guy on your team last year, a redshirt, Olivier Rieu, who is now 7'9". He's 7'9", Will. Does he have the kind of skill and the ability to someday make it in the association?
Big O is getting a lot better. I definitely saw his progression in terms of his hands and stuff like that, how he's moving. So I definitely think he has the potential to be able to make something happen one day. But definitely crazy playing with a 7'9" guy. I was shocked every time I saw him.
Dude, 7'9". Like, I mean, you post him up, you're giving up probably about 18 inches, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah. There's no reason for me to even go down there with him.
Oh, my goodness.
The Big O.
All right, Will, we're all still trying to get to know you a little bit. What is there a nickname for Will Richard?
Right now on the team, I'm Baby Gator. They call Al Big Gator, so I'm Baby Gator right
now. I love it. That's so good.
Al is Big Gator and you're Baby Gator.
Yep, I'm Baby Gator. That's it right now.
So that's what the teammates are calling you right now.
Yep, I see it's either Rook or the coaches is Baby Gator. So.
And what kind of Rook stuff have they put you through?
So every game, I mean every away trip, I'm carrying the speaker. What else do I have? I have the cards and I got the poker chips. So that's my role.
Did you have to sing at that practice a couple weeks ago?
Unfortunately, I did.
What song did you do?
I did Rather Be by Clean Bandit. It's like an old pop song that I used to sing in middle school.
Okay.
Nice.
So you had all the words in your hip pocket already.
Yeah, I was good.
Okay. And how'd that go? Was it better or worse than you thought it was going to be?
First 10 seconds was good, and then it got a little awkward as I kept singing.
That's all of us in karaoke, quite frankly. Yeah.
All right, Baby Gator, thank you so much for calling after a plane flight, man. That's awesome of you. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Yeah, appreciate y'all.
Okay. Will Richard.
Dude.
Yeah. I love Will Richard.
Join the team, dude. That's what I'm talking about.
Awesome.